Immigration Judge Jimmy Benton, Houston, Texas, May 8, 2012. This is a continuation of removal proceedings addressing respondent Francisco F.R. A.N.C.I.S.C.O. Serna, S.E.R.N.A. Villarreal, V.I.L.L.A.R.R.E.A.L. File number 813-468-572. Respondent is present. He is not accompanied by counsel. The government is represented by Mr. James Manning. Interpreter. Sir, you speak English?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, sir, at the last hearing, you told me that you had made a claim of being a U.S. citizen in the past and that the government had dropped their case against you. Is that right?
Well, the only claim against because of the law I've read that because of me being a resident since four years old, that I derived citizenship from my grandfather and my dad.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, anyway, I've listened to the tape of your hearing that was previously held in Dallas, Texas before Judge Copeland. And there was testimony from your mother who said that she was married to the respondent's father in 1944. Then he would live and work in the U.S. That would be the respondent's father. He would visit his wife and children during Christmas time each year. His first child was born and died in 1945. A husband, the respondent's father, was working in the U.S. Another son and daughter before the respondent's birth was born. They moved to the United States. She moved to the United States with respondent in 1962, and they were petitioned by her husband. I.J. Copeland terminated on the above telephonic testimony of respondent's mother. DHS agreed with caveat the respondent had not shown that he was a U.S. citizen. So, sir, you have not shown that you're a U.S. citizen.
Well, no, I was just referring to the law that, like in the...
Hey, listen to me now, sir. If you do believe you are a U.S. citizen, you can file a petition, an application with the Immigration Service on the form N-600.
Right. No, the thing is that I believe I derived citizenship from
I know what you believe. Do you want to file an application for a certificate of citizenship with the Immigration Service?
Yes.
All right, we're going to give you the application.
You gave me one already.
Did you fill it out?
Yes, sir.
All right.
The N-600 application?
Yes, sir. N-600. All right. So the government will determine whether or not you're a U.S. citizen. That's not for you to determine. It's for the government to determine. If the government determines that you are a U.S. citizen, then this case will go away. If the government determines that you're not a U.S. citizen, then you can try and convince me all over again that you are a U.S. citizen. All right?
Like I said, can I just say, like in this paragraph, would you like to see it, sir? Okay, I understand by the law that if you're under 18 and you're a permanent resident, and one of your parents was a U.S. citizen, that you automatically derive citizenship.
No, you understand it wrong. Anyway, you just need to fill out the application.
Okay, I have a field, sir.
Okay, and do you have a copy of your birth certificate?
No, sir.
Do you have a copy of your father's birth certificate?
No, sir.
Can you get those?
I would not from in here, sir. I have nobody do anything for me.
Sir, it would be impossible for you to show a U.S. citizen without having at least those documents.
Pardon me?
It would be impossible. You assure that you are a U.S. citizen without those documents.
Okay, well, I would need to be able to gather them or find them out. They don't have my dad's...
It's impossible for you to be released also because of your heroin conviction.
Pardon me?
It is impossible for you to be released because of your heroin conviction. Now, as the government suggested rather caustically in Dallas, you can always file for your citizenship status from Mexico.
Well, I have nothing in Mexico. You know, I've been raised here all my life.
You could probably get the birth certificate for yourself and your father if you're free in Mexico, as opposed to being locked up here. You're not going to be free here. So it's up to you.
Okay, well, what I don't want to get is deported, sir.
You're going to be deported unless you give me the evidence that suggests that you are a U.S. citizen. Now, I suppose what we could do is have you give your N-600 to the government, and maybe they might have in their files the documents we're looking for.
Okay, in 2004, my mom didn't submit my dad's paperwork. She had sent me a copy.
Perhaps to the Immigration Service, but not to the court.
And also, ICE has the my dad's citizenship paper.
I wouldn't know.
They have it. They showed it to me. I seen it here.
All right. So, why don't we...
The problem is my mother...
Mr. Ortega, let's get the respondent's application and give it to Mr. Manning.